Boom. नमः पाणिनि कात्यायन पतंजलि देह शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्य परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः येनाक्षर समाम्नायम अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारञ्च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। ओम। Maybe the volume a little lower. A little lower, please. Thank you. Om. Om. Namo Namaha. So, welcome back. I've made some. Okay, before we start, let us see our friends online are there. Okay, I'm going to make a few people happy and disappoint a few. Unfortunately, I'm not able to take these classes early in the morning. Not early, 9 o'clock is not early, but at 9 a.m. And the only time slot that we found is available where we can do these classes will be 2:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon. Okay, I know some of you are taking rest at the time. Some of you are reading. Maybe you could see if you could swap it. Okay. I was trying to move some of the work meetings to later in the day, but it is just not going to be possible. So I think some of our friends online also will find it difficult, but some people might benefit also. West Coast folks will benefit. People from India especially will be a little disappointed because but I'm going to make all the classes available. So 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Wednesday onwards. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5 days, will be 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. That is one thing. Secondly, let me just type my email address. If you have any questions other than the class, you can always, I will give you the information about the email address. But at the same time, I want to tell you that if you go to this readme.pdf, are you all able to access the readme.pdf? Can you raise your hand if you are not able to do it? Okay. You have not tried it? Okay. So you're able to do it. So I'm assuming everybody is able to go to the readme. And in that readme, there is the class notes. Have everybody tried the class notes? The class notes is what notes we are typing here in the class. All those are there. And yesterday I took some time to rearrange all the notes. And what I've done is that all the glossary that we have been talking about, what are the various terms that we have used, I've put those terms together along with the English meaning. And I've typed when I was a little bit in the sleep. So if there are any errors, please pardon them. I'm sorry. Oh, you're reading in the sleep. Okay, then it'll stay. Don't worry. Okay, and also the quotes. You know, vyakriyante, vyutpadyante. You know, the definition of vyakaranam, samhita ekpade nitya. Right, these things. So whatever I mention in the class, I will keep on adding to it. Okay, I've also added a prayer here, where I've written the prayer that we do in the class along with the anvaya of the prayer. Okay. And at some days later, I will also explain you the meaning of the prayer. And then the Hitopadesha classes, I've put them number wise. So class 1 is 001, class 2 is 002, class 4 is 004. Okay. And so forth. Today we will start a new class. So I will call that 005. Yes, I am not leaving, giving you a single excuse not to be able to continue with these classes. Okay, so if you go to the readme, right, the book is available as I mentioned. Shabda Manjari also a copy is available. The Zoom recordings are also in the same directory. If you go to the same directory, the Zoom recordings. And all these recordings that we're doing, every class is recorded there. And it's arranged date-wise. Okay? So you have class notes, you have class recordings, you have the book. All what you need is to put in some time. Okay? Yes. Yes. You can pick it up on Zoom. Yeah? But nothing like a face-to-face class. Yeah, only 1 or 2 days. Wonderful. Okay? Do we have all this information in our introductory email? Yes, all the information is through one link, and that link is let me type it up so that you all get very clear about it. Okay, all what you need is this link. What is the link? http://tinyurl.com/avgsanskrit2020. Okay, if you have this link, you have everything that you need. In spite of this, if you don't find things, okay, feel free to send me an email. And this is my email. You'll have it in the 5th class. You'll have the email address. Okay, I would have given you my phone number there, but usually the phone automatically goes into answering machine if the number is not recognized. Okay, so email is the best. I'm sorry. No, when you go to the class notes, you don't need larger fonts. Larger fonts you need only when you are viewing here. Okay. But I will give you larger fonts. Is this big enough? Okay. Okay. Any questions online? No questions online. The timing is all 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. EST, right? We are talking about our time here. No other time period. We're not discussing any other time period. Okay. Wonderful. I know some of our friends from India will find it very difficult but I think they can continue with the online recordings. Okay. That said, Astu. सिद्धिः साध्ये सतामस्तु प्रसादात् तस्य धूर्जटेः जाह्नवी फेनलेखेव यन्मूर्ध्नि शशिनः कला. ओके, वेलकम बैक. Yes, in the last class, we were doing this shloka. And let's just say that shloka. Let me pull it up here. Pajara amaravat prajnyaha vidyamar विद्यामर्थं च चिन्तयेत् गृहीत इव केशेषु मृत्युनाधर्ममाचरेत्. ओके, सो नाउ एज आई मेंशन हियर दिस अजर अमर, राइट? इट्स एक्चुअली अ समास. कर्मधारय समारस अजरश्च अमरश्चसौ अजरामर. एंड वट इज अ प्रत्यय, ओके, विच मीन्स इन कंपेरिजन. दिस इज नॉट द वट प्रत्यय विच सम ऑफ यू नो इज मत्वर्थ. इट्स नॉट मत्वर्थ वत् प्रत्यय. इट्स नॉट इन द मीनिंग ऑफ हैविंग. दिस इज मीनिंग इन द मीनिंग ऑफ इन कंपेरिजन, इन अ तुल्यम. ओके, देयर सम सटल डिफरेंसेस इन दिस प्रत्ययस. These pratyas, we will look at them as we go. I'm going to slowly introduce you to one topic at a time. Okay. And then as we go further, we will look at the vrittis, the krud vrittis, kudanta vrittis, the tadita vrittis, samasa vrittis, and ekashesha vritti. So there are these 5 types of vrittis. And these vrittis also, we will look at them, and then we will try to identify. At this point of time, what we have learned is what are the namas, nominal stems, how are they declined, that the fact that they are declined, and why are they declension is because we are adding the pratyas to specify their connection with the verb, right? Specify the connection of the noun with the verb. So we know that each of the word is somehow connected in the sentence. If you look at these two lines of the shloka, there are actually two lines, right? There are actually two lines. And in these two lines, chintayet is one verb, is one akshatam. And dharmam acharet, dharmam acharet. This acharet, okay, is also one akhyatam. Okay, these are vidhiling. Dharmam chintayet and dharmam acharet, these are vidhiling. We will look into what is vidhiling later. But understand, it means that it is in the meaning of should, you should do it. Okay, the meaning of should, you should be concerned, you should contemplate about. Okay, that should is being said by the vidhiling. It's a vidhi. Are you following? Okay, so that is being talked about. So you should, what you should do? So dharma acharet. It is a verb because it is telling you to do something. It's telling that, not only telling you to do, but it is recommending that you do. That is why the should. Vidhi nimantrana amantrana adhishta samprashna prarthaneshu. These are the various contexts in which the ling is used. Okay, so it is telling you, you should do it. Now you do it. Is a request you to do, to perform something. May you do it. That is what is imperative. You may do it. Sometimes imperative is more of a direct command. Sometimes imperative is also used in the meaning of request. Sometimes imperative and ling, right? That is lot and ling, they are interchangeably used. Okay, those nuances we will start looking at later. I'm just saying our concentration is on the nama. Okay, if the concentration is on the nama, then concentrate on the nama. Why are you telling us about the lakaras? I'm telling you that because we know ekating vakyam. Now there are two things here. If there are two things here, that means how many vakyas do we have? Two. Okay, that's a trick question. How many vakyas do we have? Two vakyas. So we have two vakyas, and in those two vakyas, this happens to be the first vakya, this happens to be the second vakya. Obvious. But sometimes these verbs will be located in such a way, it will be difficult to extract out the two vakyas. But this is a good one. So, pragnyaha chintayet. Okay. May the wise contemplate or be concerned about, or should contemplate. Contemplate what? Vidyamcha arthancha. We saw that yesterday. So vidya and artha are your what? They are your karma. Pragnyaha is the karta. Okay. So pragnyaha being karta, I'm just going to give you a few things and then we will say, okay. I won't go into much detail because I want you to practice more of it and get it, as opposed to concentrate on one and get it. Okay. So pragnyaha, because you know, we can, in this word, I tell you, we can spend a whole week on this verse. If you look at the various aspects of grammar, okay, in the initial days, you can spend almost a week on one verse. But I would suggest that we get more number of verses, and that way we'll get more material. Okay, so here I will just tell you that pragnyaha. Okay, I think I should do something else so that we can go faster on this. Okay, pragnyaha is your masculine nominative singular. Okay, do you get this point? MNS masculine. This is a very, very common terminology used by a lot of teachers in the modern days, okay, who are teaching in English, but teaching Vyakaran. Otherwise, you will say it as, you know, Pumlinga. Pumlinga is masculine. Strilinga is feminine. And Napumsakalinga is neuter. But we will just use masculine. So what we will do is we'll use terminologies like this. Masculine, okay, feminine. Note down, masculine, feminine, neuter. Okay, and then what we will use, we'll use also nominative, accusative, okay, instrumental, ablative, dative, genitive, okay, locative, and vocative. Okay, so that we can use that terminology. Okay, after some time we can say it is Prathama, Dvitiya, Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami, Shashti, Saptami, right? And then, you know, whether if it is Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam, Bahuvachanam. Okay, make sense, everybody? Okay, so now when we say Prajnyaha, I will tell you what it is, and you tell me why is it that, something like that, okay? Prajnyaha, I'm saying, is masculine nominative singular. So what do you understand with that? Masculine nominative singular. What do you understand from that? Are you following the question? Maybe not. Okay. Yes, go ahead. It is a karta. So because it is masculine, not because it is masculine. Because it's singular, no, not because it's singular. Because it is nominative and this is active voice. Remember, it has to be active voice. It is nominative and it is active voice. Then it is what? The nominative is also the karta. You understand karta? Karta is the agent. Okay. So then karta is agent. Aaj chintayet. Okay. Chintayet is your lakara. We will keep that aside for now. Which means it should contemplate. He, the wise man, should contemplate. Okay. Now, is somebody able to type this? Who is typing this? I have a Prathama Purusha Ekavachanam Karta. Very nice. Who is doing it? How are you doing it?
This is Dirshan Das.
Okay. Om. And what software are you using to do that?
I don't know. There Zoom. is a view option in the Zoom. There is option add notes. Okay.
Oh, add notes. Okay. Very nice. Continue. Okay. If you make an error, I will tell you. Okay. It is Prathama. That Prathama is your Vibhakti. Ekvachanam. So what he has done is that the MNS is converted into Pum, which is Pumlinga. The problem is, you know, when I go up and down, that won't follow. Okay. So I'll have to align it to where he's typing it. Make sense? Because he's doing only a screen write, which is showing up here, but not a text write. Okay. Don't worry. Later on, I'll give you access to the text itself, and you can keep on appending it to the text. Okay. Wonderful. You send me your email address. I don't have your email address, Deshan Prabhu.
Yes,
and
sir.
I will, you can add. Okay.
Yes.
Om. that is nice. So, Prajnyaha. So, Prajnyaha is the agent. Is the agent and is a karta. Now, whenever there is a karta, this is what happens. The expectancy comes. When you have a verb, you start with a verb. You say, what is the action? Okay. Contemplate. You should contemplate. Who should contemplate? That question is asked, right? That is raising an expectancy. So then the karta expectancy is raised. The agent, expectancy of the agent is raised. Then you say prajnyaha, prajnyaha achare. Okay, prajnyaha chintayet. Achare ta chintayet. Then when you say that, then you'll say kim chintayet. Then you say vidyam chintayet. Then you can ask, punaha api kim chintayet, what else chintayet? Then you say, artham chintayet. This expectancy that is raised, and then you satisfy the expectancy, this mechanism of analysis is called akanksha. Okay, yes. No, akanksha literally means expectancy. Okay, but the mechanism of analysis of the anvaya with the right questions being asked, and then you fill in the value, that is the initial mechanism of saying, okay, because I'm leading you through. I'm asking you to do, what do you do? Chintayet. Kaha chintayet? Prajnyaha chintayet. So the expectancy is raised and the expectancy is fulfilled with an answer. Okay. So that the expectancy itself is called akanksha, and the mechanism of analysis using akanksha is called akanksha analysis, you could say that. Okay. Okay. So akanksha. So this what are we saying is that pragnyaha, then kimvat, but you can say ajara amaravat, just like ajara and amara. Okay. One second. So we saw the meaning of this, right? We saw that the meaning of this, that a wise man should think of acquiring, in this case, acquiring knowledge, and of course artha is the wealth, okay, as though he is not subject to old age or death. Okay, as though he is not subject to old age or death. However, the second statement says what? Acharet. Again, second statement comes with acharet. Kaha acharet? Huh? Dharmam acharet, right? Dharmam is not kaha. Kaha means kim acharet. Kim acharet means what? You follow? Then dharmam acharet. But kaha? Who? Huh? Yes. Thank you, online. The answer is correct. Some of you also said it. It's pragnyaha. The same word, pragnyaha, from the previous statement comes down, right? So Rama went to forest, okay, along with Sita. So Sita went to forest with whom? With Rama. So this type of mechanism is always there in language. You say something, and that same thing can be repeated in the next sentence. Either artha, the meaning that was conveyed in the previous sentence is followed into the next sentence, or sometimes it is brought into the next sentence using a pronoun. Okay. She also went along with him. That type of a statement, right? The him is already assumed is the previous noun that you are referring to. Okay. The correct context. So when you take a word from a previous sentence and bring it down again into the next sentence, this is called adhyahara. Okay. So you do the adhyahara of pragnyaha from the previous statement into the next statement. So why? Because without that, the expectancy, the akanksha of who, kaha acharet, is not resolved. When you say kaha acharet, you do the adhyahara of pragnyaha, then you say pragnyaha acharet. Pragnyaha kim acharet? What does he bring into practice? Acharet? Acharet would be, yeah, it would be that he does something or he performs something. He should do something. What should he do? The dharma. What is dharma here? The religious duties. Dharmam acharit. Kaha pragnyaha. Okay. Then ka eva. How? You can say, let us not go into that akanksha, because that akanksha is a little bit more involved. So here it says that mrityuna gruhita kesheshu. Okay. Mrityuna kesheshu gruhita eva pragnyaha dharmam acharet. That will be your anvaya. Let me type it for you. Mrityuna. Okay, so mrityuna, the question you have to ask is kena, by whom? You follow? When the question was asked who, we got the nominative. When the question was asked what, basically that what was asking about, what is the karma? We said earlier vidyam and then artham, and now we are saying dharmam, right? So the dharmam now is solving the akanksha of what is the karma, the object of the action. Now you have something called as mrityuna. Mrityuna is the third case of pratipadikam mrityuhu. Okay, pratipadikam is mrityu. So mrityuhu, like that is like guru. So guruhu, guru, guravaha. That is why Shabdamanjari, you have to go back. Okay, you have to go back to Shabdamanjari. and look at what is Ukaranta Pumlingaha Guru Shabdaha. It is not like Rama. It will be a little different. Ramaha, Ramo, Ramaha. It will be Guruhu, Guru, Guravaha. Am I making sense? So let us take that Shabda. I know some of you already know this, but let us Mrityu. So Mrityu is masculine, okay? Masculine nominative, singular is Mrityu. But masculine instrumental singular is Mrityuna. Technology. Mrityuhu, Mrityu, Mrityavaha. Hey Mrityo, hey Mrityu, hey Mrityavaha. Mrityum, Mrityu, Mrityun, Mrityuna. That is where we are. Mrityuna. So it is instrumental singular. Why is it instrumental singular? Is it Karna? Is it Karna? No, it is not Karna. Then is it Karta? It is not Karta. See, you cannot ask those questions, okay? Because there is another participle in the sentence. If you go here, there is another participle. That participle is Gruhita. Gruhita means held. Now, this is not the main akhyatam. The main akhyatam is acharit of the sentence. But Gruhita means held. It is a kridanta. It's a type of a pratyaya called kṛta pratyaya. It's a nishtha pratyaya. Okay. What is it saying is that held. You follow? But to hold is a verb. Then for that action held, there is actually another karta. Okay. You follow? The prajñaha is the one who should do the acharanam of the dharma rites. You follow? But held is somebody else. The action of holding is done by somebody else. And that action of holding is not done by the prajñaha. The action of holding is done by death, mrityu. Okay? So mrityu is the karta for the action to hold. But here the karta becomes in tritiya. Because it is karmani prayoga. It is not karmani prayoga, it is karmani. The usage is karmani. Whenever kṛta pratyaya comes, the usage becomes karmani. Then you can say held by whom. You follow? You see, he holds the hair. Mrityu holds the hair. Mrityuhu, okay. Mrityu holds the hair. Or you can say the hair is held by the Mrityu. So when you say hair is held by the Mrityu, then what happens is that becomes type of a karmani. The usage is karmani usage. Okay? And whenever karmani usage happens, the karta, instead of being nominative, becomes instrumental. Because now it is held by the Mrityu. You see the English part? It is done by something. He is instrumental in doing that job. Okay? That karma. So Mrityuna Gruhita. Gruhita Mrityuna. Held with what? With the hair. Okay? Also by the hair. In English translation, Kesheshu Gruhita. Okay, so held by the hair, Mrityuna. By what? By the Lord of Death. Okay, so as though the Lord of Death holds the hair and takes the person to the death. Right? Similarly, you hold yourself by the hair and you should do your dharma. Dharma macharya. Why is that but coming there? Because earlier it was said, as if you're not going to die and as if you're not going to get old, you accumulate wealth and you accumulate knowledge. However, as though you are going to be pulled by the death. However, that is how they are related. The sentences are related. As though the death will pull you to the, when the time is up. Just like that, you hold yourself with your hair and go ahead and do the required dharma. Okay. Now this becomes a little bit of semantics. So how I understand, how you understand, there might be slight differences. Okay, but you get the meaning that we are trying to communicate. The literal meaning you already get it, right? Okay, so literal meaning is available. How is Kesheshu in seventh case? We will look at that. Kesheshu is in seventh case. How? When we discuss further why the seventh cases are there. Okay, so Mrityuna Kesheshu Gruhita Iva. Iva means just like that. The Prajnyaha should do the action. So that just like that is being pointed out by the word Iva. Just like the Lord of Death will hold the hair and take you when the time is up, just like that, the Prajnyaha should with all enthusiasm do his own religious duties. Dharma is the religious duties. Okay? Okay, so I will introduce you. Seventh cases and all that, I will introduce you as we go. Om Ajara Amaravat Prajnyaha Vidyamartham cha chintayet Gruhita Iva Kesheshu Pratyuna Dharmam Acharet. Okay. Let us look at the next verse. Yes. Remember, I'm not going to cover all the aspects of the grammar for every verse. We'll add them, okay? So there'll be a lot of questions pending. Still a lot of questions pending. Like I did not concentrate on the Sandhi in this one, which we'll do later on. You'll follow what I mean? Is that on every verse, you will not concentrate on every aspect. But go ahead. Does the Mithi know? Actually, it doesn't become a secondary karta. You cannot say that way. That is, secondary karta is what is called as anikarta. That happens when there is a causative that comes in. Okay. So I wouldn't say secondary karta. I would say that there are two different sentences. Just like held by the Lord of Death. Okay. That is a phrase there. Held by the Lord of Death is one phrase. Okay. Their holding is one action. And for that action, Mrityu is the karta. But Prajnyaha Dharmam Acharet is another sentence. Okay, so in some sense, it is two sentences. One sense, Iva is comparing the two. Iva is bringing the comparison between the two. Okay? We will see. As we go further, we will see more of these usages. But yeah, that is why there are two kartas. And the karta for Prajnyaha is correct. Active voice, nominative. But the Mrityu is passive voice, because Gruhita, the Kta Pratyaya, Kta Ktavatu Nishta, and the Nishta Pratyaya, Tayoreva Krutyakta Khalarthaha, that Nishta Pratyaya, which is the Kta Pratyaya, is actually used in the meaning of Karmani and Bhava. It's sometimes used in the meaning of Kartari also, but used in the meaning of Karmani and Bhava. Because it is used in the meaning of Karmani there, then you can say the Mrityu, Kartu Karnayo Sthitiya, the Karta, when it is used, not the main this thing of the verb, and it's karmani. The abhidhana is for the karma and not for the karta, then karta becomes tritiya. You will see that. I just gave the statement based on what you already know, but we will see that later. Okay. Sarva dravyeshu vidyaiva dravyamahur anuttamam dravyamahur anuttamam aharyatvadanarghatvat Shayatvacha Sarvada. Okay, let us say one more time. Sarvadravyeshu Vidyaiva Dravyamahuran Uttamam Aharyatvadanarghatvat Akshayatvacha Sarvada. Okay, so the Padacheda. sarva dravyeshu vidya. Okay, let us type it. I will see if I can pre-type this, provided I get time, or some of your volunteers can pre-type it. Okay, then I can just cut paste. Sarva dravyeshu. Okay. Vidya eva dravyam ahu anuttamam. Okay, this is already Padachiva is done. Thank you. Eva. Okay. Typo. Aharyatvad, anargatvad, akshayatvacha, the sarvada. Okay. If there are typos, feel free. Huh? Akshayatvat. Okay. So that is actually the sandhira. When you break it up, it will be akshayatvat. Okay. Sarva dravyeshu saptami vidya eva dravyam ahu anuttamam. What is the verb here? Ahu. This is dhatu called bruni. Bruni yaktayam vachi. From there ahu comes. Ahu is in the lakara called lit lakara. It's a past tense. It means that said. Okay. Vidya eva dravyam ahuhu anuttamam. Okay. Now, it is not clear who says from this verse. If you look at it, it is ahuhu means said. Okay. In the past. It is very well known. Ahuhu also means it is very well said. Very well said by whom? That is not given here. Okay. So they say in the past, they say very well. They say very well. Okay. That is the meaning. Ahuhu. So they proclaim, so to speak. They proclaim. Who proclaim? That is not given. Okay. So we can say the Pandita. Pandita, they ahu. The people of knowledge, wise men, they say. What do they say? Sarva dravyeshu. Dravya is in everything. Thing you can say. Vastu. Dravya. Okay, in various things. Amongst all the things, okay, vidya eva anuttamam dravyam. You see? Panditaha ahuhu. Panditaha word is not there. I bring it from somewhere. Because of ahuhu, I can actually bring that word from somewhere. Because some wise and knowledgeable thing that is being proclaimed, is it proclaimed by who? By the wise folks. Okay, so that is how I am bringing in panditaha. Panditaha ahuhu. The panditas, they proclaim. It's a plural form. Ahuhu is plural form. That's why I am saying the panditas proclaim. What do the panditas proclaim? The panditas proclaim amongst all the dravya. Dravya, I think translation could be amongst all the things. Literal translation, amongst all the things. Vidya eva anuttamam dravyam. Uttama. Uttama means exalted. Best. Right? Very good. That is uttama. Anuttama means what? You will say it's negative. Anuttamam means, uttama means very good. What is anuttama then? Anuttama means not uttama. That's what it sounds like. Okay. So uttama means it's the best. And anuttama would mean what? Huh? No, that is what you are telling what you know. I'm asking you, what does it look like? I'm sorry? Look, it sounds like as if it's not so bad, right? So anuttamam here, it means that it is actually a type of a samasa. Na vidyate uttamam yasyata. For which you cannot have something, anything better than that. Okay? You follow? So anuttamam means something for which, something which cannot be bettered upon. Okay, that means it is the best. Okay, so it's not, an is not the negation of uttama. It is all right, but it is actually a samasa which is telling you that na vidyate uttamam yasyata, for which there is nothing better than it. Means it is the best. Okay, so what is that is the best? The best dravya. Dravyam is a neuter. That's why the anuttamam is also neuter. Okay, so anuttamam dravyam. Kim tat vidya eva. Okay, vidya is the thing, I'm saying thing, which is the best, okay, amongst all the things. That amongst all the things is what is bringing in the seventh case. Okay, saptami is nirdharane. Nirdharane shasti also used, but here saptami is used. Amongst all the things, okay, vidya is the best thing. Make sense? Literally? Who says? The panditas say this. Okay. Now justify why the panditas say that. He says, aharyatva. It is not something that somebody can steal away. Hru means to take. Hru is where you get hari from. Okay, harya means which should be stolen. Anarya means which cannot be stolen. Okay, anarya twat. That twat is panchami. Okay, and the twat panchami is brought in the meaning of that being the cause. You follow? So one of the ways that the fifth case, which is the ablative case, can be brought in. Earlier we talked about the apadanam. Remember apadanam? Dhruvam appai apadanam. Okay. We have some evaporation, but we'll get it. Go back to the diagram that we drew the other day, and we said the fifth case is because of apadanam. Apadanam means when there is a leaf is falling from, then the tree gets the fifth case. Now this is, I'm giving you one more scenario where the fifth case is used. And this is important. So pay attention to this one, because in Bhashya, you will see this twat, twat usage very frequently. Okay. And because in Bhashya, always what is the reason is always being talked about. This is the reason. This being the reason. Okay. So aharyatva. Not anaharyatva, aharyatva. So hru means to take away. That's why you get harihi. Okay, so harya means that which should be taken. Okay, aharya means which cannot be taken. And twat means that being the reason. Okay, so vidya being something that nobody can steal. You do whatever I want to, whatever you want to. You cannot take away the knowledge that somebody has. Okay, I don't know any new science, it's nothing referred to the new science, where the brain can be emptied or something like that. It's nothing like that. But still, the knowledge cannot be taken once you have. I mean, it cannot be stolen by somebody. Okay. No, property rights are stolen. Okay, that is not knowledge we are talking about. This is the vidya. That vidya is here. Vidya is here. Right? Aharyatva. So, aharyatva, the second anargatva. Arga, you will have another part of Veda somewhere, which says anargyatva. Okay. Arga means something that is valuable. Okay. Then anarga means it is invaluable. The vidya that you accumulate is invaluable. That being reason. He is giving multiple reasons. It is invaluable that you get the knowledge. It is invaluable not only is it invaluable, it's something, but nobody can steal away from you, take away from you. And akshayatva, it is not subject to decay. Kshaya is decay. What can decay is, you know, memory, dementia, you know, thoughts can decay, you know, something can come. But that doesn't decay the knowledge. That only decays memory. So the knowledge that you have, vidya that you have, will remain. So this being the reason, something that cannot be stolen, something that is very invaluable, and something that is that cannot decay or cannot reduce it by decay as such. So these being the reason, since they are the reason, the cause, okay, of why the vidya is anuttamam. Since they are being the kind, why the vidya is anuttamam. They are in the fifth case. Again, remember, my focus is still on the fifth case. Why is it the fifth case? Because it is being the reason. What being the reason? It that cannot be stolen being the reason. It that being an invaluable thing being the reason. It that does not cannot decay being the reason. These three reasons. And not now. Sarvada. Sarvada is an avyaya. Cha is an avyaya. Sarvada is also an avyaya. Sarvada, da, that means time-wise, always. Okay, cannot be stolen now. Maybe it can be stolen later. No. Maybe it doesn't decay now. Maybe it will decay later. No. Maybe it's invaluable now. Maybe it may not be invaluable later. No. Sarvada. Sarva dravyeshu vidya vidyaiva. Okay, now vidya and eva. Vidya plus eva. Yet evam, it is bringing it on its own, okay? I am not putting it. So vidya and eva. Here what is happening is that between the akara and ekara, okay, and aikara is your ekadesha kami. Okay, so vidya plus eva, it becomes vidyaiva. You see, vidya plus eva becomes vidyaiva. This is a sandhi rule. It's a vowel sandhi rule, also called as vruddhi sandhi. What is it called? Vruddhi sandhi. Okay, what I will do is, you know, just like I have taken up notes right now, if you see the notes that we have tried to do, like this, I will add one particular page for vowel sandhi, one particular page for consonant sandhi, one particular page for visarga sandhi, right? And one for other types of sandhi which are neither of these three. Okay? We will add that. And what we will do is we'll concentrate on sandhis. Slowly I will introduce you. Just now remember that a or a. Okay, a or a, when it is followed by, okay, let us see what happens. Let us type it up. Okay, I want you to memorize something else. Okay, and we have 10 minutes, but that is something that you need to memorize. Okay, and remind me that the memorization you should do is for the Maheshwarani Sutra. Ayun Rulruk Eong Ayouch Hayavarat Lan Yamaganam Javai Gadadash Jabagadadash Kapa Chatata Chatatau Kapai Shasasar Hal. Iti Maheshwarani Sutrani. This Maheshwarani Sutrani, I would request you memorize. Okay. And we will repeat them a few times in the class. After we have repeated them a few times in the class, I will explain you the usage of Maheshwarani Sutrani. Because it is really useful for a little bit of shorthand when we are trying to explain larger concepts. Okay. So a is followed by any vowel. First of all, a vowel is followed by vowel, right? Immediately followed by vowel. When that juxtaposition happens, it is an occasion where the sandhi rule has to be done. Because one vowel with another vowel, you want to pronounce them together, you can never pronounce them without putting another gap. A plus A, you can never say only hraswa akara without putting a gap in between. If you have two A plus A, you follow? So the vowel rule allows you to fuse them together and make it, okay, A plus A is A. Okay, that dirgha sandhi is there. So that is type of a sandhi called dirgha sandhi. So vowel coming in contact with another vowel, the sandhi, there is always an occasion for sandhi to happen. If a vowel is coming in contact with another vowel and sandhi is not happening, there is actually a reason for that. Whenever you see in the text also, a vowel followed by another vowel, sandhi doesn't happen. No, it's like all bells should go on. Something is happening. Why is the sandhi not happening? Okay. There's usually a special reason why when a vowel followed by another vowel, the sandhi does not happen. But usually when a vowel is followed by a vowel, sandhi happens most of the time. There are some set of sandhis. Okay, 61125. Yeah, 61125. So there's some sandhi that does not happen. It's called pragrihya sandhi. That's when the vowel sandhis don't happen. But other than the pragrihya, all scenarios, vowel sandhis will happen. And right now what is happening is that the A, which is the dirgha, akara, vidya, okay, is coming in contact with ekara. Okay. Avarnad echi pare vruddhihi ekadeshasya. What will happen is that we will get a vruddhihi. What is this vruddhihi and others? We will discuss that. But vruddhi will happen. And vruddhi is what? I is your vruddhi. Both the A and Ekara will be replaced with vruddhi. Here we go with a few understanding. Okay. Whenever sandhi rules happen, okay, there is a prior letter. A prior letter. Okay. And a latter letter. Prior, latter. Okay. For you, prior, latter. When they form. Okay. So prior and latter. And then prior letter is called Purva. Of course, latter is called Uttara, the Uttara Varna. The letter itself we said is called what? It's called Varna. Varna is your letter. Okay, Varna is your letter. Now what happens is that sometimes when the two vowels come in contact with each other, let's call them vowel V1 and V2 or prior and latter. Sometimes what will happen is that only prior gets replaced. Sometimes only the latter gets replaced. Sometimes none of them get replaced. Sometimes both of them get replaced. So all four combinations are possible. Okay. If a sandhi rule is replacing the prior letter, then it's called Purva Rupa Sandhi. Okay. If it is replacing the latter letter, it's called Para Rupa Sandhi. Okay, and if it is replacing both, you don't have a name like that for that, but then you can say it is replacing both. Sometimes it will be replaced with the prior letter, sometimes with the latter letter. It will be Purva Rupa and Para Rupa, right? But sometimes it will be replaced by a third letter altogether. So what happens is that in Vyakarana, I'm trying to introduce you to a few concepts which I will carry forward in the next class. Is that in the Vyakarana, wherever the modification happens, a few concepts, wherever the modification happens, the location, wherever the modification happens is called Sthani. Okay? The modifications are of two types. It could be a replacement or it could be an addendum. If it is a replacement, it is called Adeshaha. Okay, and if it is an addendum, it's called Agamaha. You follow? You will see, I'm introducing to these concepts, but this you will see following in the next every one of the classes. Okay, whenever you do Pratyaya, whenever you do Vrittis, whenever in grammar you will see this. Vyakarana, you always see this. You will have some changes happening. That is why That is why whenever we looked at the glossary in the other class, when we were looking at first class itself, we said Vyakaranam, right? And the definition for Vyakaranam was given. Okay. There is sometimes what happens is that addendum, and there's sometimes some varnas, they will disappear. Lopaha. So whenever we say Vyakaranam, most of the Vyakarana Shastras, when the words are formed, right? What happens is that there will be some modification happening in the words. Like we saw, Hr becomes Harya. Hr becomes Harya. The Ya Pratyaya gets Ha comes in, but the Rikara becomes R. You saw that? Okay, that Refa comes as an addendum, R comes as a replacement. Okay, so those type of changes that you will see always. So just make a note. When you replace it, it's called Adesha. When you append it, right, which is also the addendum. When you append it, it's called Agama. Sometimes it just disappears. It's called Lopaha. And wherever the modifications happen, that location is called Thani. Four things we do. Thani, Adesha, Agama, Lopaha. Are you all clear with that? Okay. Why this complication? Because it makes us task easier as we go forward. Okay. So what is the Vakyam? The Vakyam, if you go back to our original Vakyam, Panditaha Ahu. The Panditas, they say. Okay. What do they say? Panditaha Anuttamam. Dravyam Anuttamam. Okay. Actually, it doesn't make sense unless you say Sarvya Sarva Dravyeshu. In all the various things, in all the things, Sarva Dravyeshu. In all things, Vidya Eva Anuttamam Dravyam. Knowledge is Eva. Eva means only. Vidya, that is, Vidya is the only thing that is Anuttamam. Anuttamam means cannot be improved upon. It's the best. Anuttamam. Sarva Dravyeshu Vidya Eva Anuttamam Dravyam Iti Panditaha Ahu. The Panditas, they say. For what? What is the reason? Aharyatvat, Anargatvat, Patapeda Anargatvat, both of them mean the same thing. Anargatvat, Akshayatvacha, Sarvada. Om Purnamadas, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachate, Purnasya, Purnamadaya, Purnameva, Vashishate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishnartha Namastu. Yeah, I think I want to go to more than one a day. You're still at four a day. 5 days you've done four. I think you'll do more. Okay? And slowly introduce ourselves with some new concepts, new Vyakarana concepts, okay? We'll do Sandhi rules. So remember, A plus A becomes I. This is a Sandhi where both A and A are, both of them being replaced with I. Yes. Yes. Yeah, I think you're right. In that sense, Vidya Eva Anuttamam is one phrase where he's just comparing Vidya with Anuttamam. Yes, you're right. So, yeah. So subject there is Vidya. Right? But that doesn't relate with the Ahu. The Ahu is a separate statement. That is why I use the ET. If you remember when I was doing the thing, I made that as a separate sentence where I said that Sarva Dravyeshu Vidya Eva Anuttamam Dravyam. Is one sentence, iti. This is what, quote unquote, this is being quoted, right? Iti. So then when that iti and you, when you're analyzing only that, you cannot say bhavati. Bhavati means it becomes. You can say asti is better. So vidya anuttamam asti. Okay? So you can say that vidya eva sarvadravyeshu anuttamam dravyam asti. Now asti is not required, but you can bring it. As you are saying, which is correct, I would bring asti instead of bhavati. Bhavati means it will become. Okay, whereas asti means it is. Okay, now quote unquote, iti panditaha ahu. The panditas say. So that being the, under the quote is comma said by the pandit. Or the panditas say, not said by panditas, active voice, panditas say. Okay, yes, you're right. I think you have to bring in that. But I'm just not relating that with the ahu because the whole phrase is what panditas. The panditas could say many things. Panditas could say many things. So panditas say this phrase. And in that phrase itself, when you have a subject and that subject is the vidya, and then you have a complement for that. What you're saying is that the subjective complement. The subjective complement is vidya anuttamam. The subject complement always you can associate with each other by saying is. Okay? In English, you have to bring in it. Vidya is, or vidya is the only, that is the as, as dhatu. Bhu and as has similar meanings, but generally in the usage, bhu is used to, in the sense of becoming. Whereas vidya will not, that means in that sense of becoming also, it would mean that it is not currently. It will become later. That type of a connotation comes. Which I would use asti, but you're right. Correct. Yes, Shri Kalyanarama, you can join these classes. Okay, no worries.
Okay. Thank you. This is Kumar, his friend. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, wonderful. Okay. Oh, you're a friend of Kalyan. Okay, wonderful. You're also welcome to join.
Okay, thank you.
Home.
Thank you very much, Kalpesh.
Thank you.